You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, some brands in South Africa have been ranked, and as we typically look at these sorts of rankings, we try and unpack and understand what it all means. And once again, it seems as though some of the regular brands have made an appearance or stayed at the very top of the list. I'm joined on the line by the chairman for Africa at Brand Finance, Jeremy Sampson, to take a look at the latest brands report. Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks so much for taking the time. Before we take a look at the brands, how do we measure a brand's value?
Hello, Jimmy. Good to be with you again and with all of your listeners. Basically, Brand Finance is a London-based company. It's been around 30 years or so, and we base all our work on international standards. So when you value a brand, that's standard 10668, which is looking very much at the financial value of a brand. People forget that brands can be bought and sold. You know, let's face it, brands like Jaguar, Land Rover are now owned by Tata, but those brands live on. So you have a financial value. And then you have what we call the brand strength, which is where, again, it's an ISO, but you're looking at the brand equity of the whole thing. So all the work we do in these rankings are using publicly available material. We're not working with these companies at all. And it's based on their financial data, the financial figures, especially going back the last 3, 4, 5 years, and then looking at what their projections are, and especially what the investment community analysts are predicting for those brands. So that's how we put it all together and come up with these financial values. And we work with the Big Four auditors. We work with all sorts of bodies around the world. We've even worked with SARS. And that just shows the authenticity of the work we do.
Jeremy, the last time you and I spoke in January, we were looking at global brands, and Apple ranked ranked as the most valuable brand globally. This set of data suggests specifically around South Africa, which is the most valuable South African brand?
Jimmy, you're quite right. We looked at the global, and Apple was hanging on. In South Africa, the top brand now for a few years has been MTN. Followed by Vodacom, the two telcos. They have dominated the whole thing. It's interesting that this year MTN has dropped down about 8.5% or so. One sometimes forgets it's in some countries that are not easy to trade in. In Nigeria, of course, the local currency, the Naira, has dropped, I think it's well over 30%. So that has impacted their results. So they've come down a little bit, but they're still an incredibly powerful and valuable brand. And then Vodacom has come up a little bit. Vodacom, you know, obviously being part of the Vodafone Global Group as well, has great strength, and that has moved up 10%.
Now, Jeremy, there are some surprise entrants this time around, the likes of Nando's making a first-time appearance. What are your thoughts around where they ranked in terms of the global or the African or South African rankings, and how did this come about?
Well, Nando's is particularly interesting because, as I mentioned, we use publicly available material. And that means invariably the company is listed on the stock exchange, on the JSE. People might forget that Nando's has been around over 30 years. It was listed on the JSE for a very, very short time, and then they delisted. Why? Because the shareholders, I think there were only three or so at the time, said, we don't want to be out in the glare of the public domain. We don't want to have to report quarterly. We're going to go private again. Now, that meant that, of course, we couldn't get at their figures. And because we couldn't get at their figures, we wouldn't put a ranking down. And that changed when last year we managed to have access to their annual report, and that gave us the figures. So we were able to value them. And as you rightly say, they've come in fourth place. People forget that Nando's today is in many, many countries, but most of its revenues come from overseas now. South Africa is actually not its major revenue-generating place. In fact, we were hearing this morning at our launch at the JSE, Doug Place, their CMO, was talking how they've just relaunched in Kuwait. So it shows that through Africa and the Middle East and Europe, and some in the States, they're a very, very powerful brand.
Jeremy, the last time we spoke, we also touched on the fact that South African and African brands, when compared to global brands, have not been ranking as high as we thought they might be. Are we seeing that there is a bit of consistency and growth coming through from African brands?
You have a good memory. Sadly, no. Sadly, no. Well, look, one of the problems is, again, that the currency, you know, everything is measured against the American dollar. And as we know, the rand is slowly, I'm afraid, slipping down in value against the American dollar. But look, our main brand was MTN. And I think that was in our Global 500 a few years ago. But now it's slipped out and it's slipping away. So this is where there are headwinds out there. And that was the theme of our conference today. But everyone has headwinds today. No, it's not just headwinds of our brands. South Africa has headwinds. The world is in a tumultuous place at the moment. So we've got to manage our way through these headwinds. And we use the analogy this morning of if you're a sailor and you're in a yacht, you're into a headwind, then you tack to left and right, and that way you can still keep your momentum going. And we're saying that in difficult times, still brands emerge. One of the other stories that's very, very powerful is the ShopRite group. And remember that ShopRite and Checkers, but also two of the fastest rising brands are Usave and good old OK Furniture. And if you put all those brands together, then you'll find that, in fact, the ShopRite group is the third most valuable brand above Nando's, which is quite a statement.
In difficult times, brands emerge. What a powerful statement. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, as always, for those insights, Jeremy. Jeremy Sampson, who is chairman for Africa at Brand Finance, joining me to reflect on the most valuable brands in South Africa. Once again, as always, it's MTN.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.